And now, non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.
We hear the term the gig economy a lot, but what does it really mean? Years ago, our parents and our grandparents worked full-time for a given employer, and often for the same employer over the course of their adult lives. Moonlighting or side jobs, that just wasn't that common and sometimes forbidden. But today's careers look very different. Many of us will have as many as 5 to 7 different careers over our lifetime at 10 to 15 different employers and with dozens of companies that contract for our services at parallel times in our lives. Hence the term gigs. These gig workers do not work for any particular company. They can be young or old. They can be post-retirement or millennials. They're basically independent contractors from a legal perspective, offering up their talents to the highest bidder. Schedules are more flexible, venues are more flexible, and the payment can be significantly higher. The gig worker may turn out to be as much as 40%, that's 40% of the total U.S. workforce by 2030, and is one of the catalysts driving the growth of co-working centers like WeWork and other spaces. In fact, today's workplace and workspace designs are rapidly shifting to adapt to these demographics. But from a legal perspective, the gig nation raises a number of very interesting and tough questions. One, where will the healthcare and other benefits come from for this portion of our workforce if nearly half of us are not full-time employees? Second, who or what will own the intellectual property, the ideas, the relationships, the data, the channels created by gigs if they don't work for any particular company? Third, how do we build culture and leadership and governance and teamwork and even succession plans if we no longer have a pipeline of people working up and moving up the food chain? How will this impact organizational charts and traditional reporting structures? And there are many, many more to consider for a future segment or in this portion of the community. If you're listening as an employer or a manager, be sure to factor in the gig effect into your hiring, your retention, your development and growth plans. The workforce of the future will look very different from the workforces today. And that's before we even consider the impact of AI and robotics.
That was your non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.